This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And right now, the drive is live.
I would, Clint. I swear before God, I would.
I don't believe it. Every time, you got a polo button all the way to the top right now. Ain't no way you take Jerry Rice's forehead.
I have to put a piece of paper up on the TV screen to block out Mike, or I can't do nothing but pay attention to everything but his hair.
I mean, I'll tell you, I looked at Mike, and I did not think about his hair immediately. I thought it looked the same as last time I saw him. But you walk in and you see Jerry, there ain't but one thing you're thinking about. And it is, bro, it's time. I mean, you got to switch that up, cuz. I mean, I know you're one of the greatest, if not the greatest of all time, but damn.
Man, it's a rough one. But hey, hang out with us here on a Friday, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. You can jump in with us. Tyler, still out. Ain't really heard much from him, but Tyler's still out in Albuquerque enjoying himself for his fellas' trip as they're doing their fantasy football draft. So we are again in good hands with our guy Byron in the building. And I just want to let you all know that I am playing injured, playing hurt. I have recently found out, not by a doctor, but by my own research, that I am dealing with that old plantar fasciitis.
I think it's fasciitis.
Sure.
I mean, not to be mixed up with any kind of feces.
Yeah, I'm dealing with that plantar fasciitis.
what exactly you got going on, bub?
It's that bottom of the heel. That bottom, like the bottom part of the foot.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it is.
Not on a Friday.
No,
how you going to catch that weight on Monday?
I'll be honest with you. I've been dealing with it for about 3 or 4 months. It's just gotten progressively worse.
So what are you going to do?
And then I went kind of looked at a video, I'm like, man, what is this? Finally looked it up.
What are you going to do about it?
That planter fasciitis.
You going to get back on that Peloton, back on that bike?
No, man. Well, I did see some, some things they said I should do to help it. Like get a tennis ball, roll
bottom
that tennis
foot,
ball,
yeah.
Roll that
racquetball,
or they say it freeze it freeze a ball, mm-hmm. And roll so you're icing it, get some inflammation cream. I gotta go get that. All I could find yesterday in that freezer was rollable, that was cold. I found Courtney has some corn on the cobs in there.
So she came home and you're rolling her old corn on the cob on your feet,
unless she's listening right now, she has no idea. And they were packaged, so I had to open it up and had to put one in a bag. And that helped, boy. It did.
Did it really?
Oh, man, it did. I was doing it for about about 20, 25 minutes.
Hurting when you walk? Obviously.
Oh, man.
When you run?
At first it was like it would take me about, several steps to get going, and then it would kind of go away. It would really hurt when I'd wake up, or if I've been sitting idle for a long time, like if one of these long drives in Houston, mm-hmm. and I get out, and it takes me by my first
light
10 steps, and I'm like, God dog, and then it'd be cool, but it wouldn't linger. Now, here about the last week, it's been pretty much every day, I'm starting to feel it, but.
What are we going to do? You done missed one weigh-in day. What are we going to do?
I'm in there, but I'm just saying it's just painful. It's crazy. I still did my workouts. Like I said, it would get me for a little bit.
But you can get it in.
And then I get my workouts. But boy, when I wake up in the morning, somebody said.
Get up a little early, man.
Mustang Sally said, get a shot of cortisone. No, I'm.
Come on, man. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to take care of yourself.
I'm going
to
try the other things first.
Come on, do
it. Go to the doctor.
Well, do what the nurse says. Sally's a nurse.
Do what the nurse says before you do
what your YouTube search says.
I watched 7 of them. I'm going to give me
it's
some inflammation.
Man.
What?
He's like my mom.
What?
I had to talk with my mom a couple of days ago.
No, like, man.
It ain't 1998 no more.
Someone text in. Right? There it is. I like this. Now, someone did say, Ron, don't go to the WebMD. They're gonna say you're gonna die. No, they didn't. Someone texted and said, "Ron, get a frozen bottle of water and roll on it." I've done it; it works tremendously. I tell you, the corn did work.
Well, you can do both.
You can do now. If it gets worse, in the next 6 months, I'll then go in. I think
that's a smart thing to do. Don't attack it and do everything possible when it's just a minor issue.
Yeah.
Let's wait till it becomes a major issue and you get back to. You can't walk and you can't do your running and you get back to 310 and then we got to get on the scale then. See, and then we're going to blame it on our foot.
No, but as I've watched it, there's not a lot of major things that can be done to it. Right now, that's what they would go in there and tell me. Now I have to go spend whatever my deductible is.
I feel like I'm talking to my 89-year-old mother.
What? I'm just saying I did waste that money when I could go spend that money that I would go to check the doctor.
I mean, it's your health for crying out loud. If you can't just let loose
of the water
cream, a little bit, take care of your damn self. Inflammation cream.
That's one of the things they said. I just hadn't got around there to get it yet. But I'm going to go and do that. Look, I've got people right here telling me, bam. I know Mustang Sally said the cortisone shot thing. Maybe in about 6 months if it gets worse. But yeah, stretches, Sally said. Freeze a water bottle. Roll it on your head.
Do it all.
6 months is a long time.
I recovered pretty well.
Get that cortisone shot, it'd take you 10 minutes. And then you can roll your lice bottle and your little frozen balls and everything. Do whatever you want. You can do all of it, man. And instead of easing through your workouts, now you can take them to the next. We can all take them to the next level. What do you say?
Yeah. Text line coming in, Ron. You're probably too cheap, but you need to spend some money on some. Nah.
What are you talking about? Shoes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah.
I'll tell you what. Did you know?
I don't need to. I will buy some better shoes. I'm with you. Maybe I'll invest in some insoles.
What size shoe you wear?
11.5.
Did you know?
11.
I just found this out. I just bought me some new shoes to run and walk in. Did you know when you run and walk, you're supposed to be wearing a shoe that is a size bigger?
Didn't know that.
Than what you typically wear?
No, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
I had a lady in the running store tell me that she's a runner. I did it, and it was tremendous. I went half a size, but it's tremendous.
Like this. This is why I love the people, man. Someone said, man, you got to get the, Sally, you have to get that inflammation down. Listen to Clint. No, I'm listening to many folks here.
Text I think you should listen through. To
I had it,
everybody.
did some calf raises for like 3 days and it was gone. Yeah.
Okay.
Gotcha.
I mean, look, I just think you should listen to everybody. He's in here. I got some calf races going.
Getting them right now.
Do those. His calves are going
to
be so sore.
I'm not going to lie
tomorrow,
to you.
He's going to be talking about a Kevin Durant injury.
Since I did the rolling corn thing, it really has helped a lot.
Did it help you?
It did.
Well, good. I hope it doesn't come back, man.
If it does,
get that cortisone. So listen to the nurse.
Thank y'all, man. Anybody, send it in. You ever had that old plantar? Or fasciitis or... fasciitis. If you had that old plantar fasciitis, what did you do? Did you go to get surgery? They said the worst is surgery or shots. No, I don't need to do that. Dang it, frozen corn. I'm gonna find me a water bottle. I'm gonna freeze it here by 4 o'clock. I'm gonna get in here and start rolling. I should be in good shape.
Hey, on another note, I think I'm over here getting catfished.
Why?
Got a random text. Where have you been? ? I don't have the number in my phone. I have no idea.
Are the bubbles green?
Yes.
Oh yeah, it's one of those.
Well,
fake
no,
spams.
My bubbles. When I responded, my bubbles.
Yeah,
were green.
Yeah. It's one of them fake things. Like they'll text like random, hey, or like, hey, I've been looking for you and stuff. Yeah.
Got me.
Byron, that happens to you a lot.
First time it's ever happened to me. I said, who
like
is?
Like 2 years ago.
I said, who is this? And they sent me a picture of some chick next to two horses.
Oh, mine's were
I've
never
arrived,
like that.
I've arrived at the riding arena. How long will it take you to get there?
Oh, I never got messages like that.
There's two horses and one chick, and I guess she's waiting on me to come ride horses with her. You're a little thin for my liking.
Chill out, man.
You're a little thin for my liking, sweetheart. Yeah, or do you think you're texting my wife instead of what's going on with my old lady? Are you? Is this? I mean, she looked like a little. Maybe got a little.
Look how close
she's. She got a little. Cherokee. She got a little Cherokee. No, I'm not reading. I'm zooming in on a picture.
Oh, okay.
She got a little Cherokee Indian in her.
Let's see.
I mean, what's my bride doing? My bride up to something out there?
Yeah, you better get that off.
I'm gonna say, is this really for me or is this for my wife?
Better get that off your phone, man.
I don't ride horses, honey.
Yeah, let's change the subject here, man. big night last night. I feel like all of Houston needed that dub last night.
Are the bubbles green?
By the way,
hey, I'm looking out for you. I'm trying to make sure.
That is a hell of an initial.
Look, he did.
That was a hell of an initial question.
No, because when I used to get the message, be like, hey, is this Sarah? I'd be like, no. Like, oh, you're such a nice person. I was like, yeah, dude, this is a spam. Like, get out of here.
Hey, and that's it. I think I'm getting catfished. There's a message here. The bubble's green. all of Houston needed that one last night. 7-2. And I think it's just how it happened, right? I feel like everybody's on guard, like, oh, man, these jokers can't score runs. They've been just getting their ass kicked. And you got to take a deep breath, and after three innings, it's 4-0, right? And we talked about it the last couple of days. They've been fighting it, getting big hits. All four of those runs came out with two outs, right? Correa, who is, again, Dana and his hit rate here on these trade deadline moves, or really just trades in general, he is hit. I don't know where they would be if they didn't make the move to go get Carlos Correa, because he seemingly is the only one who has been consistently hitting. But he gets an RBI in the third. Christian Walker goes deep and drives him in for a two-run. So it's 4-0. Your bullpen didn't have to pitch in high leverage situations. 7-2, 7-to-whatever that score was. Boy, they needed that. Everybody needed a game like that to kind of take a deep breath.
Absolutely. I mean, hell, whether we're talking about the players or the fans, yeah, we needed to get off that snide, man. We needed to get loose and get a couple of guys hot. And I mean, because when you look at it, there was a time when all of the pressure was on Altuve and Christian Walker with all the injuries and the before the trade deadline. Now you've got guys back. You got Pena back. You got Altuve. You got Correa. You got Christian Walker. You got Diaz, who seems to be turning the corner. Obviously, Sanchez is a guy that can swing it, can get hot, and produce in a big way, which he did last night. So it looks like those guys got a little bit of help, and there's even some more on the way. So yeah, last night was a little bit more of, not necessarily the seven runs, but it was a little bit more of what you expect from the Astros with these guys. You got some. Pretty damn good bats in this lineup, man. And to be shut out 4 or 5 games and to be outscored 44-7 or whatever the hell it was ridiculous. So yeah, last night was a little bit more.
But you've been in these situations, Clint. Maybe not just having it down like this, but you've been in situations where it feels like it kind of snowballs, mm-hmm. and you get in situations where it's like, all right, here we go again. And when somebody finally chills out. I don't know if you went through a streak of where y'all couldn't score touchdowns or y'all didn't, whatever it was. And then something finally happened and it was like, yep, we could all take a deep breath. And I think when Christian Walker hit that home run, they had an early lead, you could take a deep breath and roll. I will say this before I leave this segment. Now, I'm going to be watching this for the next hour or so.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Whenever this lineup comes out. Now, I understand that the Orioles will have a lefty on the mound. If Jesus Sanchez is not in this lineup today, I don't care who's pitching. I don't care if it's Sandy Koufax is a lefty. I don't care if it's Steve Charlton. I'm reaching back. Carlton. I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's Randy Johnson. You go 5 for 5. Your ass is in the lineup the next day, especially when the others to pick from are Jacob Melton and Chaz and Cam Smith and whoever else. Your ass better be in the lineup. I know they have a lefty in there. I don't care. He has earned the right with everybody else out there. If he goes 5 for 5, and I mean, he hit them all hard. I mean, all of them, he got his money's worth. His ass better be in this lineup. I'm going to lose my mind on Dana and Joe if he is not in this lineup just because the lefty's out there.
Well, I mean, on the flip side of it, if Chaz ain't in there, I'm going to lose my mind on him.
Okay, I know you may lose your mind.
If 0-161's in there.
But Sanchez has to be in the lineup.
Oh, I agree. I agree wholeheartedly.
I understand the right lefty, but in this case, if you go 5 for 5, it should be a general rule you play the next day. You play the next day. If you go 5 for 5, you play the next day. And I have a feeling that they're sitting back there thinking, all right, man, let's just trust the book. Book says, man, lefty in there. Let's load them up with righties. All right, coming up, big day for a lot of members of the Texans team tomorrow as they will face the Lions for their final preseason game. We'll let you hear what D'Amico had to say on the importance of this game, and then give you our thoughts about tomorrow's game on Saturday. That's next.
This is a huge game, man, for a lot of young guys, guys who are on the bubble, so to speak. Guys have a chance to go out one last time and make an impact, right? Show up, make the plays that can really spark interest, not only in the Texans, but also the other 31 teams. So, whoever's on the field, I want our guys to go out there and play their absolute best. I want all our guys to shine, and I want others to see how good of a roster we have, how much depth we have. We have a lot of guys who are worthy of making an NFL roster. I can't keep all of them, but if they make the league, I'm so proud of all our guys.
There it is, the head coach D'Amico Ryans talking about tomorrow's final preseason game, and for a lot of these guys, Clint, this is their last real opportunity to make some sort of impression, as he said, not just on the Texans but other teams around the league as well. And this is a big game for some of those guys. And I don't even think it's just the back half of the roster, right? There may still be some competition battles and some guys that you really need to see some work to kind of improve their status on the team. But what are you looking at? As we know, this is a big day for some. What are you looking for as they have their final preseason game
tomorrow? Well, I think there's a few guys that don't fit into maybe the group that D'Amico just mentioned, in a sense of you know, guys that maybe are last effort, last chance to put something on film, and you know, if not for us, for somebody else. Look, I think there's some guys here that I think that the Texans are that veterans players that the Texans are still trying to figure out either how they fit in or if they fit in, right? Like Cam Robinson. I know he's a veteran, right? And I know we've heard people that are close to the program say, oh, D'Amico, I think, even said it. Oh, man, look, he's a veteran. I'm not worried about Cam Robinson. He can just put his pads on, jump right in there, and let's play ball. But I'm of the belief that when they moved on, got out of the Laramie Tunsil business, that mindset and that approach was no longer accepted in the Texans building. So I believe he's really been injured, and I believe Ariante Ursery has really played well enough for them to consider starting him at left tackle and consider Cam Robinson a backup versus being a starter. And if that is the case, and Ursary's a guy you're going to start, and Titus Howard's a guy you're going to start, and this is a game where you don't want to play your starters, then you're down to Cam Robinson is going to have to play, right? And what does that look like if Cam Robinson does play? You can justify it because Cam Robinson has not played and hadn't done much of anything. So does Cam Robinson play in a game like this? I think Damian Pierce is another guy that has not done anything in camp. And one would think that had he been here all camp and doing his thing, that he would probably be pretty secure, given that Joe Mixon, hasn't made an appearance yet. But I think in his absence, Nick Chubb has shown up and shown out. I think Woody Marks has shown up and shown out. I think Dari Ogunbowale proved to be more of who they thought he was, a dependable back. I think Jawar Jordan has done some good things. And so does Damian Pierce play in this game? Is he playing for a spot on this roster, or is he playing to potentially get traded or potentially get picked up by somebody else down the road? I think those are two veterans, Ron, that we have not seen play and do much of anything because of injury, that I think we could see play tonight. Now, what are they playing for? That I think that's, you know, we're not privy to that information, but I think there's a chance that we see those guys play.
Pierce should feel a little, you would think, feel a little bit more comfortable just because of the Joe Mixon situation, and that he probably, you know, has a better footing.
Yep.
The Cam Robinson one is interesting, though, Clint, because you look at it, as you said, not only everything that, you know, they talk about the leadership and all that and the veteran stuff, but, you know, yes, he is getting $12 million guaranteed. I believe that is the amount that he is definitely getting. But boy, it's hard to think they're going to have him and Blake Fisher both on the roster, like both of them. And we know Blake is more apt to be able to play both sides, but you do know that Ursary can play left and right. You know, Titus can play left and right. And so maybe they do keep Cam and say, if we do need to bring in a tackle, we can move one of them over there. But it's interesting. You got one guy you paid $12 million to guaranteed, and then you got another guy you drafted in the second round last year. Like, both of those you have used, you know, high amount of money on, or, you know, funds on being draft picked. And one of them, you wonder, is probably going to get cut. It's probably not going to be a part of this team, and that's why the Cam Robinson thing is interesting, because at least the last time we saw Blake Fisher, he had a better run of it. He had improved. His second preseason game last week was much better than the first.
Yeah.
And Cam Robinson, we hadn't really seen a lot in it looks like he's been Wally Pipped by Ariante Ursery.
It looks like it, and to your point, do you pay a backup tackle that's not a swing tackle? Do you pay him $12 to $14 million? I guess 12 is what it would be if he's not gonna get the run, if he's going to be a swing. Or do you play him tonight? And I mean, the thing is, I don't know how you would move on from Ariante Ursery at tackle and never have Cam Robinson take a snap in the preseason. Like literally in anything. I think he did go a little bit in the joint practice, but literally that's it. So that would not make sense to me. Now if he plays and he's going to try to play his way into contention here for this left tackle job, cool. If he plays and it's more or less, hey man, look, Cam's healthy, Cam can play, look, he can play well, and potentially trade him before you got to cut to 53 instead of releasing somebody. I think all plays are on the table right now. But Cam Robinson could potentially play tonight. Ed Ingram and Juice Scruggs at that right guard position. I believe that this is a real competition. I think it's really the only real competition that is going to be determined on the field. Like the Cam Robinson, Arionte Ursary thing they're not going to make that decision based off tonight. That decision's either already made one way or another, right? Titus Howard appears that he's going to be a right tackle. The right guard, I think, is a legitimate competition up front that jury's still out. I think Jake Andrews is your center. I think Lakin Tomlinson is your left guard. Ingram and Juice are guys that I would think are going to play tonight.
You still think that's a competition?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I think it's a competition. Yeah, I think that's it. I think they play tonight. I think Jalen Noel and Higgins, the two rookies out of Iowa State wide receivers, I think they play tonight. I think they both need run in the first half with Davis Mills. I think they need run just to become NFL wide receivers and be able to produce. You know they're going to be on the team. You know they're going to be active. They need to get themselves in position to where they can contribute. And then I think that secondary situation, that cornerback depth with Smith and Arnett, I think those two guys, keep an eye on those two guys. I think they're going to play a lot and see which one of those guys can take a step forward and maybe be that third corner on the team.
Yeah, the Cam Robinson, that whole tackle situation is interesting. Because, I don't know how many times I've seen, like, all right, man, we're going to keep two tackles as backups.
Yeah.
You know, because you think Juice is going to make it because obviously he can play all three of the positions on the inside. I would think Patterson is probably more valuable because he can play multiple positions. You're right. Cam Robinson.
It's going to be an interesting fit.
He plays one, right?
He plays one tackle, and he's making $12 to $14 million. Yeah. All your other tackles play both ways and make significantly less money. And the one that he's in direct competition with at left tackle is probably your future. Not probably. Yeah. He appears to be right your now. Future of your offensive line room for the next 5 years.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting how they handle Cam Robinson. It'll start. Does he play tomorrow?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot to watch for in a weird one. When you would think, like, especially since we saw so much of the ones and the joint practice, that you wouldn't see a lot. There actually is a lot that potentially of guys that will.
Harrison Bryant, the new tight end, too. I mean, that's a guy that's got some run in the regular season. I mean, he's a pro, but needs some run in this system. I would imagine he's going to get some run. We'll see a little bit more about him.
I wonder if Christian Harris gets on the field. He did play in the joint practice we heard yesterday, so I wonder if he gets some run. Like you would wonder if he'd get a little run before this regular season starts.
Yeah, you would think so. If their intentions are to play him early, you would think he would get some run. They're just so deep at that linebacker position. I could see him starting on some kind of list and let him keep recovering. Hate to say that, but
all right, coming up, the Astros, they got a big win last night, but they also made another big move to add to at least what seems to be their biggest issue. We'll let you know what that is and what that looks like coming up next. All right, welcome back in as The Drive is live. Clint Sterner in the building, running the show with you. Byron is in as Tyler is out, still in old Albuquerque. Shout out to New Mexico. I don't think I've ever been to New Mexico. I think that's one I've never been to.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful, too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Tune in to Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes, a Crime House original podcast to uncover the world's darkest secrets. Find Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes wherever you get your podcasts.
For work only, for here.
A little work.
Just a little work.
Had a couple of games out there.
Mm-hmm. Called a couple games.
Oh, called
ESPN, ESPN Radio.
There you go.
Yeah, a couple bowl games.
Yeah, never been out there.
I didn't lose much out there, I'll tell you that.
Didn't lose much.
I didn't lose much out there, brother.
Yeah, air is beautiful, according to some people who texted in yesterday. But hopefully he's having a good time. I know he sent us a text saying Danny Cannell will be here Monday with us, so that's
he's
cool.
Out there working, he can't get enough.
Out there working, can't he? I'm telling you, that's Tyler for you. Tyler for you, boy. He's out there working his ass off. By the way, Clint, some news. Not only did they have a big win last night, the Astros, but they've added to the bullpen. Veteran reliever Craig Kimbrell.
It's a tough one now.
Craig Kimbrell, who has been, I'd say over the last 5-10 years, one of the better relievers, better closers in the league. Has had some big, big save seasons over the last several years. He's not really been doing much. He threw one inning and played one game this year. Thus far, he's been, just chilling. But he is signed with the Astros, and there is no rehab, nothing. He is joining the team in Baltimore. He is coming right on up. By the way,
it's what we need.
You like it?
It's what we need, brother. What we need.
We'll see. They tried Hector Neris, who had at least thrown some a little bit this year, and that didn't work out. So they're going to bring in Kimbrell, and we'll see what that looks like. Like I said, he only threw one inning this year. Last year in 57 games, he threw 52 and a third innings. His ERA was 5.33. He did have 23 saves. But right now, clearly we know that that the Hader situation is obviously serious. And there's going to be some long time without him, obviously. And they've got to do something. And I don't know if this is going to work. I think there's probably a reason, Clint, that he's been sitting out there chilling, and yep, he only has thrown one inning. But they got to do something. And we have seen this staff find a way to get better out of players and pitchers in particular that maybe other organizations didn't do so. So hopefully Craig has a little bit left in the tank and they can get something out of it.
Well, look, I mean, what's your 15 for him? I mean, he's been going at it now. So he's long in the tooth, but the, like you said, the Astros have brought some, you know, the best out of guys multiple times, and we'll see if getting off the couch and on the bump is
it's that bad right
see,
now,
see
man.
See if it works for the Strohs, man. I mean, for everybody out there, fans that aren't familiar with him, I mean, it's worth the price of admission,
at least
the stance on the bump with both arms up like that. Yeah, it's Now, if he didn't go out there and pitch very well, we'll all make fun of it. But if he goes out there and pitches well, it could be something we could all enjoy.
That's a fun one. Yeah, he's I believe he's a part of that Ginger Nation, isn't he?
He looks like
I'm pretty certain. I'm pretty certain he's a part of that Ginger Nation. Craig Kimbrell, he's the newest member. Hell, he might pitch this weekend. I mean, that was the part that got me. And he will immediately join the big league club. Okay. All right. No need to go to Sugar Land. Don't need to go to the Hooks. Also, other good news, Clint. Real good news. I don't know. We'll see what the Kimbrell news is, but real good news. Yordan Alvarez. He played last night in Double A Corpus, and he went 3-for-3 with 2 doubles, 2 runs scored, and an RBI. He is now 5-for-7 in his 2 rehab assignments, and he is scheduled to go again tonight to try to play the back-to-back games. And then there's a possibility he could join them in Baltimore over the weekend. We'll see how today goes. But 5-of-7, you know, really, it's not even about the production. We talked about that with Pena. It's not even about the production. It's more so about, hey, how does he look? How does he feel? How is that hand after he has to hit live pitching? Hell, I mean, you go 5-for-7, you know, multiple extra base hits.
Yeah.
Hey, man, whew, about time.
Well, you know he's letting it eat. That's the thing is are you up there kind of just going through the motions and trying to protect yourself a little bit tentative with that inflammation in that bottom hand? You know, on the knob of the bat, is he kind of being a little bit timid, or is he letting it rip? From a production standpoint, it looks like he's letting it rip. So now if on the backside of this back-to-back after he plays today, if there's no inflammation, yeah, man, how quickly can you get him to Baltimore? I typically was one like, hey, man, go on, give him an extra day and just meet him here in Houston for that Colorado series. But after going 5-for-7 and not hearing anything negative, nah, go ahead and get him on that PJ and get him up there to Baltimore.
But tonight to see, like, all right, he's good, he's feeling good, no problems. And then, because, right, he hadn't done the back-to-back thing, right? And we'll see what that looks like. Think they get him any action in the field, do you think?
Oh, no. Hell, I mean, we got people out here scared of him sliding to second base. I mean, hell, there ain't no way he's getting in the field, man. There's no way. No chance. I tell you, it would be electric here on, what would that be? Would that be Tuesday?
When they come back?
What are they off, Monday? They're they'd be off Monday, play Tuesday, I think that's right. Boy, Tuesday it'd be electric in that building, wouldn't it? You thought it was electric when Carlos came back.
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah. Yordan back in that box? I got to believe they'll fill up Dykin in a hurry with that news.
I just want to see it. I think we have been.
Oh, I'm with you. We've been teased. There ain't no doubt about it. She is really good looking. Anybody else, we wouldn't be talking about.
No. Hey, man, what's up with your old boss Jerry, man?
What happened? Hey, Jerry knows what he's doing.
Hey, Jerry has now made the rounds. Went on with Michael Irvin, went on with Stephen A., did all of this stuff. Hey, you got this by this is Jerry Jones as this saga with Micah Parsons has taken another turn. Here's Jerry Jones talking about his opinion of the contract situation with him, Micah, and his agent, David Mulligetta.
Yeah, Mike and I talked, and then we were going to send it over to the agent. And we had our agreements on term, amount, guarantees, everything. We were going to send it over to the agent. And the agent said, don't bother because we've got all that to negotiate. Well, I'd already negotiated. I'd already moved off my mark on several areas. And so the issue, very frankly, is we've had the negotiation in my mind. And the agent's trying to get his nose in it right now and try to come in there and improve off the mark that we'd already set. It's the mama daddy deal. You go into mama and she won't do it. And she's the boss. She won't do it. So you run into daddy. Daddy says, do it. And then you go back in and say, mama, daddy said it was all right. It's the old mama daddy deal. We've all been there and done that. Well, we've got this deal resolved in my mind for the Dallas Cowboys.
I don't know who daddy is in this scenario. Ooh, Jerry's done up.
We got this thing in my mind. We got this thing all worked out in terms of Dallas Cowboys.
What in the world, Jerry?
You just wonder if it's ever going to backfire on Jerry. You just wonder if it's ever going to backfire on Jerry. If anybody, at some point, if one of these guys is going to say, man, I've had enough. Because
Do you think that's how he views agents? That the agent tried to stick his nose
No, look, I don't think Jerry likes dealing with agents. I don't think he ever has liked dealing with agents. And now it's just becoming more and more necessary. And he playing the GM role, he's got to do it. So
did he have to deal with your agent, or did you guys?
My agent told me how much he knew him and everything. Then we got in that office ready to talk, and my agent didn't have no damn clue who his ass. It was obvious in the first 30 seconds. Jerry didn't know my guy. My guy told me how well he knew. Oh, I negotiated with Jerry.
I was going to say, did Jerry tell him to leave and just say, here, Clint, I got it.
There was no. I mean, if Jerry handles any of these deals like he did mine, he said, hey, here's a minimum deal, man. Here you go. Slid it across the table. Everybody in the room knew that I was a minimum guy. And I was going
to
sign it.
So. I mean, Jerry is leading us to believe that him and Micah sat down, Clint, and they just went over years.
No, I don't doubt that.
Numbers. I don't. They went over escalators. They went over.
I tell you, to get into the story, like, I believe Jerry on that front. Like, I believe Jerry and Micah sat down and hashed out a bunch of, hey, man, we're going to make you the highest paid non-quarterback in the league. Cool. Hey, man, we're going to give you the most guaranteed. Cool, got it. And now I don't think Jerry's pulling the rug there. I think they sat down and had a much more in-depth conversation. The thing is nobody in their right mind, including Jerry, thought that was ever going to fly, and the agent wasn't going to negotiate anything. But Jerry knew that he could then leave that meeting and then go use it to do what he's doing right now and get a month's worth of free advertising.
Jerry said they had that meeting, and he said, hey, man, we're just going to send it down.
I mean, that don't sound normal if it's a backup quarterback.
If I say, hey, man, we got it all knocked out here. Hey, David, man, just go ahead and sign that up for us.
Yeah.
He calls him the agent. That's my favorite.
Doesn't call him by his name.
Going to stick his nose in our business.
Yeah, no, I think from jump, Jerry tells you in that damn documentary out there that the Cowboys are a 365-day-a-year soap opera, and if there ain't enough drama around it, he said, I'll drum some up, I'll make some up. And now you wonder if it's ever going to backfire. Oh, there's no question. Now, the question is does David Mulugeta and Micah Parsons, do they ever get to a point where they're like, we can go make the same amount of money somewhere else. You might be able to go somewhere and maybe even have a better chance of winning in the playoffs. But in terms of being set up for future, in terms of being treated like a king, you're in the best spot.
But Jerry's already letting you know. He's a Dallas Cowboy for 3 years.
Yeah, for three. I'll franchise you.
I'm trying to add that up for you, Jerry. I'm trying to add that franchise tag, those back-to-back franchise tags up. You already got the highest paid quarterback player in the league over there with CeeDee Lamb over there and all the other. I'm trying to add that one up for you.
If one is ever going backfiring, this is going to be it.
We got three years.
Yeah. 3 years. I'm telling you, both of them are crazy enough to piss each other off and dig and shove that knife in there and turn there.
I think we've gotten there. You think Jerry's hurt? Jerry, somewhere. Like, this isn't just Jerry. I don't think this is just Jerry. Might be all of the, hey, man. Let's keep that soap opera going. I think Jerry's feelings are hurt or something. How dare these two? How dare these? Like, there's something that is a personal part to this that seems different than anything else he's done.
Yeah, I don't know about feelings hurt. Now, it could be a big chess contest. You know what I mean? It can be one of those of, like, I can win without you kind of deals, and which may hurt his feelings. But, I don't know. I don't know if Jerry operates like that. Not with guys that he – Now, I think his heart was in it with Emmett and Troy and Mike and Prime and those guys that he won championships with. I don't think these dudes that are winning regular season games. I don't think his heart's in it.
I don't think he's a fan of Mulugeta. I'll tell you that. All right, coming up, I think this is something that you can give credit to the Texans and their brass and their decision makers. Now, there's more to the story, but I do personally believe you can give credit to them for this decision. It looks like they're going to make. We'll discuss that coming up next.